I want to, as I explore this whole question of what does it mean to adore God in terms of when we pray, when we communicate, when we grow, seek to grow in our relationship with God. What does it mean to adore him? As we were praying upstairs earlier, I had this kind of this word of explorers came to me. And in many ways, I wonder whether that's what we're going to hopefully be doing over this morning or over the summer, if you're able to be with us on other Sundays. Exploring, saying, how can we grow in our relationship with God? How, if I'm 7, can I grow in my relationship with God? How, if I'm 55, can I grow in my relationship with God? How, if I'm 24 and a half, can I grow in my relationship with God? How, if I don't actually want to reveal how old I am, I can still grow in my relationship with God? And we can think about what does that mean for us personally, but also what does that mean for us as his body, as his church, as his gathered people. But before we come to think about the word adoration, I do want to come back to your little slips of paper. Hopefully you've ended up with one if you started with one. So we potentially you could have had 166, I think, was the highest we started. Did anyone get 166? Well done, Stuart. Okay, now usually I'd go through this. When we do this, we'd go through, but it'll take us forever. So did anyone get kind of between 100 and 165? Well done. Excellent. Okay, if you got between 50 and 99. Okay, brilliant, excellent. Between 10 and 49? Okay, we're going to go for 10 then. Anyone want number 10? 9? 8? You're echoing me. Oh, thank you. Just in case I get me. It is difficult going from 10. I'm lost now. Where was I? 7. We have 7. Okay, 6. 5. Oh, right at the back. Which number do you have? 6. Well done. Okay, 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. Oh, and has anyone got number 1? Oh, right at the back there. Round of applause. Very good. Yay. We're going to come back to our pictures in a little bit. I'm going to see if I can trip Francis and myself up on stage over here for a while now. I want us to think, though, what does adoration mean? What does the word adoration mean? It's one of those words that I don't know about you, but I think sometimes we can use it in church life, or we might, you know, people at the front like me, or that might kind of say, oh, yeah, we need to adore God. And you kind of go, that sounds great. But isn't adore something I go through? What is this really? What is he on about here? Okay, we'll just let him go with it and move on to something else. This whole idea of what does it mean to kind of praise God? What does it mean to celebrate God? And as I said, I think we do that through singing, like we've done that already this morning. We can do it through kind of words and through speaking, through reading. We can do it through our actions, by the things that we do. Came across an illustration this week that suggests that adoration, though, is not so much just talking or thinking about something, but it's actually enjoying it. It's actually kind of being aware of how special it is, and actually really getting stuck into it. And to help illustrate this, if you can hold that for a second. Okay. I have a cake. Okay. Sadly, it's not big enough for everyone, so you're just going to have to kind of be gracious and all that sort of stuff. But it's the idea. I could look at this cake, and I could go, look, that's an amazing cake, doesn't it? You know, and I could say, you know, yeah, this is really, really, a really good cake I've got here, and you know, it's nicely kind of spherical, and it looks like it's got some jam and some cream inside. It's got a nice dusting on top, and we could just all kind of spend a little while just looking at this cake, going, yeah, it's great, isn't it? And I could keep going on about this cake. Yeah, I could measure it, and I can all that sort of stuff. Whereas actually, what you want to do with a cake is you want to cut into it, and you want to actually enjoy it, because that's what you're meant to do with a cake, isn't it? I mean, I told myself to cut a smaller piece, but I haven't, have I? But it is good. But that's the whole idea, isn't it? You don't have a birthday cake, and you don't sit there and look at it and go, wow, that looks an amazing cake. You might for a moment, but you want to cut into it. You want to enjoy it. You want to get your fingers covered in it and all that sort of thing. And when we think about adoring God, it's not about in our lives actually going, well, yeah, God's amazing over there. Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. It's engaging with him. It's enjoying him. It's spending time with him. It's communicating with him. And when we think, about what does it mean for me in my life to grow closer to God, to adore God, for each of us, it's asking that question, so how do I outwork that? What difference can that make? And maybe this morning, as you're gathered here, and maybe you've never been to a gathering like this, you know, often called church. You know, people get confused, think it's the building, but actually it's the people. Maybe you've never been before, and you're kind of thinking, well, what does this mean for me? Maybe, as I said, you're someone who maybe has been going to church for years, and you're thinking yeah, but there's nothing really new under the sun here, is there? So what's this really got to say to me? Maybe you're thinking, well, actually, I'm still learning about this, and but I don't quite get what this has to say to me. I believe when we think about what it means to adore God, it's saying, how can I recognize how special he is, but also how can I enjoy being with him? So it's not something that is just he's God up there and that's great and I'm down here, but actually it's recognizing that we go through life with him and our lives need to be seeking. We might use words like glorify or honor him. I'd think of it as like putting a smile on his face, because I think that's what it would do. If we're actually living our lives in a way that puts a big smile on God's face. Okay, and actually, look at that. It's just amazing the way that they're seeking to grow closer to me. They're seeking to explore me and all my wonders and all the different elements of who I am. And actually, for each one of us, going, actually, how can I kind of grow closer to God? And that's where our pictures come in. You'll have had a picture on you as well as a number. You'll now probably think more about the number, the fact that it wasn't as low as you hoped it was, or it's higher than you hoped it was. There are all lots of different images that come up under a search for majestic images. And they're all pictures from around the world, lots of different landscapes, pictures of creation, of God's creation. And to me, they're just this reminder of actually, in part, when we think about how can we adore God, I think it's about actually stepping out the door and just looking around and actually being willing to just stop and pause in what is so often a busy life for each of us, actually going, wow, God, you created all of this. Maybe it means looking up at pictures and that sort of thing, to see some of the sights that maybe we will never actually get to encounter ourselves. But again, recognize that actually this is the God who, you know, as the psalmist writes, put stars in space. But yet so often we can become so enclosed when we think about communicating and praying to God. And we're so insular. Whereas actually God is a God of the expanse and the magnificence. But I think it also asks this question, not only how do I adore God? How can my life seek to celebrate him and all he is? But what does it mean for us as a group? Or us if we are part of another church, or when you gather together with others who know Jesus? What does it mean for us together? I've got a picture here of another majestic image. It's a bit small though, so you can't really see it. So I've actually... you can be my mic stand again.
Thank you.
This is called teamwork, Francis. I like to involve people. Okay. This is a sunset, okay? A picture that I took last year when I was very fortunate to go and visit some friends abroad. And on the penultimate night, we walked along the seafront. And it was one of those amazing experiences. Because, it was a glorious weather. And as the sun went down, you could just see it, slowly disappearing on the horizon. And it was just one of those moments that you can't actually capture in a picture, can you? But there's something about that, isn't it, when you actually get to share, thank you, Francis, when you get to share moments such as this with other people. I was there with three friends of mine. And for the four of us to be there on that beach and just to take in God's creation was something that will probably stay with me for many years. And I think there's a lesson in that for all of us as we think about how we celebrate God, how we adore him. In part, it's something that we need to share with one another. So actually, it's saying, how can we recognize God's greatness? How can we recognize the expanse that is around us? And actually, how can we encourage one another with that as we go through our lives? We'll think on in a few moments about maybe some of the challenges that we face in this. But that's, I think, very much where as a group, as one another together, that we need to actually say, how can we celebrate and adore God as one? We're going to sing again first. As we do this, we're going to take up our offering. But it's a hymn that I think really captures just something of seeking to celebrate and adore God for who he is and all he's done for each of us.
Never. never fail throughout eternity.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we want to thank you for all your wonders, all your majesty, all your magnificence, all of you that we can't even begin to exclaim or describe. And we want to praise you, Lord. We want to praise you for your provision to us first. And as we seek to give something of it back, we pray, Lord, that you will use it. We pray that through
Thank
it,
you,
lives will be changed. Pray that you will give us wisdom as to how it is to be spent so
Thank
that
you.
Your kingdom will be furthered in this place
Amen.
And beyond.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. So as a praying people, we might kind of go, okay, that's great. We need to adore God. Yeah, we've heard this before. But what actually do we do about this? How do we actually take this forward? The first thing that really struck me is actually there may be some of us here this morning who this whole idea has really rubbed us up the wrong way. Because actually we're really not in a place where we want to adore God. Because actually maybe life's really tough. Keep your hand up if you've ever had a really rubbish week. I'm not looking to see who shot their hands up and who was just kind of slowly checking us out. We do, don't we? We have those times when we maybe really go through the mill and it's really just not great. And maybe we're still having to plow on with stuff, but we just don't actually feel like we want to adore God. And I wonder maybe this morning, as you've gathered here, maybe your week's been really rather tough. Maybe this morning has been really tough. And actually, as you sit here, you're thinking, I don't know if I can adore God. I don't know if I can, you know, celebrate him. I don't know if I can, you know, look out the window or go for a walk this afternoon and kind of praise him for the creation is around me and all that he is, because actually I'm struggling. And part of the challenge for us, I believe, is to say, how am I going to seek, if I'm wanting to follow Jesus, to know God, then part of the challenge is for us, okay, how am I going to start each day going, this is what I want to try and do. I want to adore you. I want to celebrate you. I want to recognize you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords above all else. And actually, each day maybe is that practical thing for some of us to go, this is the path that I want to walk along. Even though work is rubbish, even though I'm not enjoying school, even though I've fallen out with my friends or my family or I'm worried about this, actually, I'm going to start today and I'm going to seek to move forward, adoring and praising God for who he is. And if that is you this morning, then shortly we're going to have an opportunity as we sing again. For prayer, and I'd really encourage you, if that's something you connect with this morning, to go and just share it with one of the team and just say, actually, this is where I'm at. They haven't got the answer. They haven't got some wonder cure. All they can do is stand with you and say, we're going to give this over to God and trust that he can help you wherever you find yourself. But I do want to just offer kind of two areas of thought for maybe us to reflect on, maybe to take away, and again, maybe to ask someone to pray with us over. The first one is in terms of our posture. You might not think kind of posture, adoring God. It's not really what we kind of, you know, we might think of. As I was reflecting on this, I think sometimes actually as we pray and we talk with God, how we physically are can make a big difference. You might see sometimes, maybe when we gather here on a Sunday, you might see sometimes people kneel down and you might think kind of, have they collapsed? Is something wrong? You know, what's going on there? In part, sometimes it's about actually going, God, I just want to kneel in your presence because you're just so amazing. And again, I'd want to encourage you, not just when we're gathered together, but is that something in your prayer life, when you're talking with God, when you have those moments that it's just you and God? Think about, you know, is it a case of actually, oh, I need to just get on my knees, recognizing that you are the God of all things? Maybe it's actually, as you pray, sometimes we kind of, you know, bow down. Maybe sometimes actually it's looking up. And actually as I pray, even though I may be looking at the ceiling, I want to go, God, I want to look up to you and to all your goodness, to your vastness, to your wonder. And I want to meet with you afresh today or in this moment. And then the other thing, not just posture, but occurred to me, and it may seem very simple and practical, but I believe actually this is how God can meet with us really powerfully. We think about our different senses. sight, smell, touch, taste, hearing. Maybe some are better than others. But it's thinking through, how do we take hold of them and recognize that God can speak through them and we can connect with him? So as you go out and you smell that freshly cut grass, or you smell that blossom, and it's like, wow, it's not just that's a lovely smell, but actually, God, you created that. Wow, that's awesome. Maybe it is as you go and see a landscape or an expanse or pictures of that, and you just, again, just going, wow, I just want to praise you, God, for who you are. Maybe it's as you enjoy a bit of very scrummy cake. There may be some that will make it through the manor house, but I'm not making any promises. Again, we so often, maybe I wander out of tradition. If you say grace in your house, you kind of maybe just kind of, we do it because we do it. But actually, it's giving thanks and praise to God for the bounty that he sets before us, the privilege that we have to enjoy his creation. And it's thinking about as we go around, as you do different things. Again, very simply, but at the start of each day maybe, going, God, I want you to meet with me in a new way as I'm just out and about. Recognizing that I want to praise you for who you are, and I pray that you will prompt me to remember that. Only this week, 6:15 on Tuesday, I lay on the lawn. And it was a glorious sunny evening. And it was just this moment of about 3 minutes. I just lay there and it was wonderful. And you could hear the sounds and I could smell things and, life was going on. And there's that moment where I just went, wow, God, you're truly awesome. Maybe it's the whole idea of us just being open to go, actually, I don't just want to read the Psalms, but I want to share my own with you, God. I want you to give me the words that I can say, speak things into my heart. But all with that desire to grow and develop in our relationship with God. Because whether we're 5, whether we're 55, or whether we're well beyond 55, I believe every single one of us can grow in our relationship with God. That's where we come back to this whole idea of moving on with God. I pray that we will be different people from today, the end of the summer, whether we're only here today or whether we're going to be here regularly, but actually because we'll be constantly seeking to move on with God into all that he has for us. So we're going to sing again in a moment. And as we do that, maybe you want to respond. Actually, maybe today you are facing trials and challenges and you need God's help to rise above them. And if that's you, then I'd really want to encourage you to go and stand with someone and say, would you pray for me? Maybe it's you just feeling a bit dry when it comes to celebrating God. Maybe you've got into a bit of a pattern, a bit of a rhythm, and it's just the same thing. Rather than actually going, God, I want you to break into my life and I want to be able to worship you and praise you with everything that I am. Maybe as you sit here this morning, it's not that you're facing trials and it's not that you're feeling dry, but actually it's because there's that longing in your heart to go deeper with God. Because you want to be able to adore him from a place that is so much further on than where you are now. And you're longing for that. Then again, maybe just personally, maybe standing with someone else. But let's recognize that God longs to meet with each one of us, wherever we find ourselves, whether we know him or not. It's our choice to respond to him. But let's pray, and then I'm going to hand it back over to Rob. Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity that we have to meet as your people, to worship you in song, to read from your word, to celebrate all that you are. And I pray, Lord, that you will help every single one of us to just pause and to recognize maybe where we're at today, whatever that might mean in terms of knowing you or not, whatever that might mean in terms of a relationship with you or not, whatever that might mean in terms of how we're seeking to adore you and celebrate you in our lives or not. And I pray that you will help us to respond to your challenge and to move forward with you. Amen.
You can stand or sit as you choose. There are two quiet songs. You can sit and meditate. You can sing. You can come out for prayer. One thing we don't want you to do is to do nothing. During this part of the service, it's an opportunity to worship and to praise. And I can't imagine in a group like this that there's no one who wants any prayer. So don't be afraid. Come along out, and there will be those who pray with you. We're going to sing Overwhelmed by Love. Again, overwhelmed by love, deeper than oceans, higher the heavens ever, living God, your love has rescued me. Could presence and sit at your feet. This is my desire, O Lord.